actual romance, defined like this in a new survey. It says that when you talk about romance with people, you know, cliche, stereotypically, you think of what, candlelit dinners, flowers, stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's not actually what the average person finds to be romantic. A new survey says that actual romance is actually things like being shocked that the laundry is done. Oh my, did it just get hot in here? Or is that just our freshly dried clothing? Maybe they vacuumed the carpet, something like that. Maybe they got the oil change in your car you've been trying to do for a couple of weeks you never got around to. This, for people, are actual romantic gestures.
I mean, this happened to me this morning. As I was getting ready to walk out of our apartment, I almost tripped over a laundry basket because he did some laundry.
Oh, boy. And where you just, you're like, man, I don't know if I can go to work today.
No, I don't know. I think he does do some romantic things, not candlelit dinners. But he will write me little love notes, and I like them.
So for you, that is, I would say that's still more of a traditional romantic gesture, but you really like it.
Yeah, so he borrows my car a lot. So if he goes to work and he's at work late at night, he tries to find a good parking spot for me in the morning so I don't have to walk far across our parking lot. And then he'll leave a little note in the dashboard.
That's pretty good. Look at Stevie.
Yeah, I have one. Do you want to read one of them?
I really do. Well, I want you to read one of them. Okay. I don't want to read it.
Okay, I guess, yeah, I'll read it. I mean, and it's, he must just find whatever scratch paper. Like, this is it. It's clearly ripped off something.
He's drawing all the hearts on there and stuff.
It says, I love you so much. 5.8 billion zeros. Have a great show, baby cakes. 9/29/21. Best day ever.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Would he be embarrassed if you posted a picture of that and you were like, hey, what's like the last romantic thing your partner did for you or something like that? Would he be embarrassed?
I don't know. I don't think so.
He might be. He's not on Facebook, I guess.
That's true.
So that helps.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if people would screenshot it and send it to him.
Oh, no. We don't want that.
I don't think he would be embarrassed. It's not like it says anything embarrassing. Because then they have like other ones. Like this one's from my birthday.
Oh my God,
but I'm not
going
to read. I keep all of them. I'm not going to read this one. This is like a personal one he wrote.
Oh, boy. It's long.
But he wrote it at work. And it's on like one of the pads you...
What a nice guy he is.
Yeah, this was for my birthday. Happy birthday, my love. And he wrote me something.
Wow.
I keep them on me, so when I get sad, I read them.
You get sad often?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
Got to a weird, dark place.
Sometimes I just get stressed, so I like to keep them and read them.
Okay. Well, do you have an actual romantic gesture that maybe kind of borderlines on the cliche, or maybe it doesn't? 237, it's text 35270. How about this, kind of in the vein of what the survey found? It's a dim-lit living room. You and your partner are sitting right next to each other on the couch. One looks at the other and says, hey, what do you want to watch on the TV? And the other gazes into the other's eyes, picks up the remote control, sets it in the other's lap and says, whatever you want's fine with me. Do you feel the steam?
I do think that is a nice romantic gesture when you hand the remote over.
Because you're saying whatever you want's fine. I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to watch whatever you want. It's up to you. You are in the driver's seat.
That's what I was going to say. It's like you're letting them just be in control. Put whatever you want. You're happy with it.
Actual romance. 237, it's text 35270. The days of the flowers and stuff like that seem to be behind us. Surprise laundry, surprise dishes. That's kind of the win column these days. You got one. 237, it's text 35270. Oh. Good morning, Playhouse Y94, talking about actual romance. New survey finds that things like the laundry getting done by surprise, stuff like that, actually found to be by the average person more romantic than their partner buying flowers, kind of that traditionally seen as romantic stuff. Actual romance, does something come to mind for you?
Romance for me is when my boyfriend remembers little things that I've said and it comes back later. I used to tell him that I liked chocolate Twizzlers as a candy and I couldn't find them anymore. And he gave me a 6-pack of them for Christmas.
So, oh, man.
Like, you know, and started to cry because, like, he remembered a candy. You know, it was nice.
Oh my God, I can't believe he got me chocolate Twizzlers. You do listen to me.
That is so sweet, though. If you've mentioned it like once and you said, "I wish they still made them," and you couldn't find them, then he went out of his way to go find them and get them for you.
Maybe not easy to find. I don't know if I've actually ever even heard of chocolate Twizzlers.
Neither have I. Honestly, they don't sound good.
No, it sounds kind of gross.
Are they chocolate covered or chocolate flavored? Either doesn't sound good.
Just can taste like a burp.
Yeah.
You know when you kind of like burp and you vomit in your mouth a little bit?
Yeah.
That's what a chocolate Twizzler kind of seems like it would do. Are you seeing some actual romance texts?
Someone said cooking for us. Another person kind of along the same line said making her favorite meal. It's mac and cheese. It's easy. And I know whenever she's stressed, if I come home or if she comes home from work and I have mac and cheese made for her, it just makes her day. Someone else said my fiance spent hours one day watching YouTube videos on how to braid my hair. I had hurt my neck and arm. I fell hard on ice. And so he was trying to learn how to braid my hair to help me out. He was terrible at it, but it was really sweet that he even tried.
Actual romance. Hello.
So I think that like the little things are romantic for me. Like for example, if my husband empties the dishwasher or makes the bed for me, as dumb as that sounds, you know, it's like those little things that he'll do.
It's those little things though that you're not anticipating they're going to do, and maybe you kind of always wish they did more of. That's probably going to carry a little bit more weight than, oh, I stopped at the flower store on my way home. Let's be honest, the grocery store on my way home. I picked up these flowers. Here you go.
I think that is whenever they're helping out with some sort of chore. If it's something you've wanted them to help out more, maybe you haven't even said it to them, but just it's such a nice surprise. You get home and you see it's done.
So now if you learned anything from this today, what random task around your house, your home, could you do that's going to get your partner all revved up? And now you got a project today, a little bit of homework for you to go home and do some homework.
Do some laundry. Do some dishes. I think that makes everyone happy.
Yeah, I find, though, it only works if I do the laundry if I don't mess it up in some way. If I turn all the
really
white
helpful.
Clothes pink or something like that, that kind of, or if I shrink everything.
And that's what I'm bad. I shrink everything.
Kind of ruins stuff a bit. 6:22 in the morning. Flush the Format Friday. Your picks all morning long. Care, don't care. Totally random question. All on deck.
It's a morning playhouse.